Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, I did it again. Hi, everybody. This is Christiana. So glad to have you all here. I see I have some callers. So I'm just going to shuffle my cards really quick here. And then I am going to take the first call. Okay, first call, 980 area code.
Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Brittany. I just wanted to do a reading on my love life.
Okay, what is your question?
Whatever you pick up, you know, whatever you see, you know, I'm in a relationship. Well, I wouldn't call it a relationship. We up and down, so it's like the communication is on pause. Because I asked him, did he want to work things out? And he said, yeah, but it just don't seem like, you know, it's just up and down. So I was just wondering what was going on with that.
Okay, so do you want to know if it's worth pursuing?
You know, is
the relationship?
Yeah, where is it going? Yeah, where is it going?
Okay. So I got the separation card, and that's telling me that obviously what you just said is confirming that you two have been somewhat separated. The second card says very soon. It says clearly decide what you want so that it comes to you now. So you have to get very specific on what exactly it is that you want for things to happen the way you want them to happen. And third card said this could be the one. You've already met the romantic partner you seek. So this tells me that there's a lot of potential in the relationship. But it's going to take work to get to a place of harmony between you two. So there is potential. But yeah, you guys are just going to have to work on it. And it's
so that's why I just decided to like just give him his space or whatever. And you know, I'm gonna just work. I said I decided to, you know, because I've been trying to get him to talk, and it's been like pretty hard. So I just told him, you know, I can't make you talk. So I guess whenever you're ready, you'll talk. So I decided to step back and just give him his space.
Yeah, I think he'll come around when he's ready. You know, I think it might be a few weeks, maybe a little longer, but he'll come around. Just give him space, and he'll come to you.
You know, I don't spend my time waiting, but okay, thank you. I don't want to hold the other callers up because I know they want to read it too. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Thank you. Next caller, 631 area code.
Hello?
Hi, this is Christiana. Hello? Who's calling?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi.
This is Suzanne. I was wondering about my love life.
Okay. And what do you want to know exactly?
When do you see someone coming in?
Okay. I'm going to ask that pendulum. If question for you, okay?
I'm sorry, what? I couldn't hear. Someone's watching. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
My
what did
pendulum?
You say?
I'm going to ask my pendulum a few questions. So, okay. Will she meet somebody romantic and romantic interest this spring? Yes or no? Okay, it says not this spring. Will she meet a romantic interest this summer? Yes or no? This fall?
Oh, I don't know.
This
I'm not going to wait
till
the fall. I don't know if I'm...
Okay, so I'm not getting that it's going to be any time this year, but
okay, thank
possibly,
you.
Possibly. Okay. Next caller. Wait. 617, did I already get you?
Hello.
Hi, did I get to you already?
No, you did not.
Okay, all right, great. How can I help you?
I was calling about to ask about an ex of mine. I just wanted to know, are we done for good, or do we still have more trials and tribulations to go through?
With who?
An ex of mine. I just wanted to know, are we like over for good, or do you still see him lingering around in my life?
Okay. Do you want to know if you're going to get back together? Is that what you're trying to ask?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are they going to get back together, yes or no?
See me?
Saying that, yes, you two will get back together. Can I ask my pendulum? It's a amethyst pendulum, and I ask it yes or no questions, and it's usually pretty accurate. It says that you two will be getting back together, so he will be in your life.
He will be in my life.
Yes.
You know, like, when we might get back together? Or is that too far off?
I could just answer one question per person. These are just mini readings. But I have to get to the next caller, but thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Next caller, 917 area code.
Hi.
Hi, this
I would
is
like
Christiana.
To know
how can I help you?
If I will get employment, full-time employment in my field soon.
What's your name?
Anna.
Anna?
Mm-hmm.
Will Anna get full-time employment in her field this spring? Will this spring? So hang in there because it's just around the corner.
Okay, I will hang in there, man. It's hard, but I will. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care. Okay, next caller is 727 area code.
Hi.
Hi,
this is my call.
Hi. Who's calling?
This is Kate.
How can I help you?
Are you doing angel readings also?
Yeah, I can do an angel card reading for you.
Yes, please.
Okay. Just getting my deck real quick.
Okay.
And what is your question?
My question is guidance for the coming 3 months.
For the coming 3 months. Okay. Okay. Have you been having some health issues?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm getting the health card, so that's just telling me to tell you to take care of yourself. Make sure you're eating plenty of like fruits and of the variety of colors for your health. Again, I'm getting more on self-care. Be sure to take care of yourself and your needs. There will be a new friendship that will be developing, a new friendship. I feel like you've known this person in a past life, like you two will already have a connection. And then the next card I got, I drew one more card. It says to believe in yourself. So any self-doubt that you may have, just don't let it get the best of you and know that you can achieve what you're setting out to do and you can reach your goals.
That's a beautiful reading. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I could put you on the listen if you'd like. All right. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Caller 520 area code. Hello.
Oh, you know what? Hello.
Hi.
I don't think I pressed the one. I was just listening. But you know what? I'll go ahead and ask my question. That's okay. Thank you for coming to me. Thank you.
Sure.
Can I just ask my question?
First, what's your name?
Lisa.
And I'll take your question now.
Thank you. I'm working to increase my income. How do you see that looking within the next couple of months, please?
Okay,
I'm an independent contractor. I'm an independent contractor.
Okay, I'll ask that pendulum if your income will increase within the next 2 months.
Thank you.
Will, what's your name again?
Lisa.
Will Lisa's income increase within the next few months, yes or no? It won't within the next few months. It's going to stay about the same. You want to hear, I'm sure you want it to increase.
Well,
but, don't
what about
give
the
up.
Month after? Could we ask? Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just one question per person.
Okay.
Because these are mini readings. But I can put you on to listen for the rest of the show if you'd like.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Please, everybody, don't take it personally. I have to cut you short because these are mini readings, and, you know, obviously they're free, so I can't be going one question after another. I have to try to keep each reading between 1 to 2 minutes and just real short and sweet is what I try to do because they're mini readings. But if you're interested in a reading that is more in-depth, I offer psychic readings and life coaching. And I kind of combine the two, but it's basically whatever need you have, I will meet. So I tailor my sessions to the needs of my clients. Like I said, my main focus is in life coaching and psychic readings. But I also offer spell casting, Reiki, hypnosis. And am I leaving something out? I feel like I'm leaving something out. Okay, so it's psychic readings, life coaching, spell casting, Reiki, and hypnosis. But like I said, main focus is the life coaching and psychic readings. You can find me on social media under Promise Life Coaching. My name is Christiana Leducer. My website is www.promiselifecoaching.com. And you can go to the contact page, look through the website tabs on the page, and go to the contact page, get a hold of me, and let me know what your price range is. What is it that you can afford? Typically, I charge $1 per minute, so 20 minutes for $20, 30 minutes for $30, 60 minutes for $60, and that's for each kind of session that I do, including the readings. So, but if you can say you can only afford, for 20 minutes, you can only give me $15 or $10, I can work with you on that. And I think it's very generous and it's a rare offer for people to receive. Lots of people are struggling financially, and I want to be able to help and accommodate the best I can. So again, please check out my website. The first page is a blog, and then I have the About section and the Contact page. Again, it's www.promiselifecoaching.com. And my spirit name that I sometimes go by is the Lady Goldie. I hope I'm not confusing any of you. Most of what I do has a shamanic and Wiccan base to it, as well as Christian. So I kind of blend that all in there together, along with maybe a little bit of Buddhist kind of and metaphysical aspects. It's kind of like weaving a tapestry together and taking all these different beautiful threads of different colors and weaving them together to make something beautiful. So that's what I'm doing in my spiritual path, and I'm integrating that into my business to help people and to heal people, because I really feel that is what I am called to do. And I like to give my little life coachy tidbits. So here's a tidbit for you. Know that if you're struggling in, I just want to inspire you. So if you're struggling and you're trying to reach a goal or a dream and you just feel like it's hard to get there, right? Just keep in mind it's just a part of life, and persist, persist, persist. Keep persisting, keep tweaking things. Try to make sure that your process is positive and upbeat, and you will draw what it is that you want. It will manifest. And if by chance it doesn't manifest, usually that's the universe telling you that either it's not for you or that the universe has something better in store for you. So be open to all of the infinite possibilities that are out there. Allow yourself to take a moment and take a breath and breathe in the fresh air outside and just give yourself a minute to rest and to be creative and to sing and dance and play. And when you have that kind of energy, just wonderful things just immediately gravitate towards you, come your way. And what's meant to be will manifest. Just remember to persist, 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 and do your best to have a positive and upbeat attitude. I suggest positive affirmations. You can look it up on YouTube, meditations, even guided meditations. I prefer guided meditations. I'm not the type that can just sit there and try to make my mind go blank unless I have maybe some music or something to distract me. So I prefer those kind of meditations. Just find what works for you and remember, take care of yourself and love yourself first. And then everything will fall into place. I want to give one more reading to the general public. And I really do believe that spirit works through me and the angels do. And that the message will get out there to whoever needs it. Just going to mix my cards up here real quick. I have a strange way of shuffling my cards where I actually put them on the floor and kind of mix them around with my hands in circles. Kind of strange, but it works for me. Okay. So the first card says, ask for a sign. And I am looking that up in my booklet. These are the Indigo Angel Oracle cards Indigo Angel Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue and Charles Virtue. This is the guidebook. Okay, ask for a sign. If you're feeling stuck or confused, then you need a sign to point you in the best direction. Signs are some of the most interactive and consistent messages the angels can bring. When you regularly ask for them, you're shown constant reminders that you're on the right path and receive clear guidance to help keep you there. As an indigo, you may feel disconnected from other people and wonder why you can't relate to them. Ask the angels to show you a plain and recognizable sign that your wish, purpose, dream, hope, desire is relevant and possible. And to let you know the next step for you to take, you will be very pleased with the outcome as heaven will validate and guide you clearly. All you have to do is ask. So ask for a sign, everybody. Second card, share your wisdom. Share your wisdom. Within you is ancient and powerful wisdom about the true rules of right and wrong. As an indigo, you came to this planet to make big changes, and you're not alone in this mission. As you learn more about the changes that should be made to society, this card guides you to share this awareness with like-minded others. The more indigos who know their true purpose, because people like you awaken them to it, the more effective this collective mission will be. And the third card, look through the situation. look through the situation. As an indigo, you may get caught up in the emotions in a situation and feel stressed or frightened. This card reminds you that life will continue long after you've gotten through this challenge and forgotten all about it. The angels ask you to concentrate on the good things in your life and see beyond whatever is going on around you. One of the best ways to find resolution is by releasing the situation and allowing yourself to feel relief. Take time to relax and imagine what it will feel like when this trying time is over. Trust that the angels hear your prayers loud and clear and will help you with resolving every aspect of this situation. So look through the situation. Ladies and gentlemen, I only have about 3 minutes left to the show. I've been shortening my shows up from like 60 to 45 minutes more to like 30 minutes because, one reason I haven't been getting as many callers lately and there's not enough content to go over with you. But I am working on putting a workshop together for people that are interested. And it will be a spiritual intuitive workshop that'll last about 3 to 7 days. Haven't made up my mind on that, but I will let you all know about it and post it on my website, promiselifecoaching.com. You can keep in touch or, you know, you'd see what I'm up to in my blog. I showcase my blog on my website. And I will let you know about the workshop and provide a link there and everything. So I encourage you to email me with any questions you may have on the contact page. And if you do go to the contact page on my website, and you get a hold of me and send me your email address, that way we can keep in touch. And I'm willing to give you a free psychic reading that's more in depth. So go to my website and get a hold of me if you'd like that. Again, it's promiselifecoaching.com. Everybody, take care. Have a blessed evening and a great weekend.